From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi suffered new setbacks today, leaving his continued rule more in doubt than ever. The entire Libyan mission at the United Nations in Geneva announced they were defecting to the opposition. And at home, the Gaddafi regime faced fierce protests in the capital. Those protests continued even after pro-Gaddafi gunmen fired on the demonstrators. NPR's Tom Gelton has been monitoring developments from his post near Libya's border with Tunisia, and he offers us this report.
With each passing day, Muammar Gaddafi is more isolated and more dependent on violence to stay in power. At an emergency meeting of the UN Human Rights Council in Geneva, the Libyan delegation announced that from now on they would only represent the Libyan people. The senior Libyan diplomat in Geneva said the young people protesting against Gaddafi's rule at great risk are writing with their blood a new chapter in the history of struggle and resistance in Libya. And more blood was shed today in Tripoli, the Libyan capital. Al Jazeera and other news organizations reported that government gunmen fired on protesters after Friday prayers, leaving at least two dead. Every protest in Tripoli has been met with violence, but people keep returning to the streets shouting anti-Gaddafi slogans. Meanwhile, the flow of refugees from the violence continues. This man, who gave his name only as Mustafa, left Tripoli this morning saying the situation there had become impossible. He said pro-Gaddafi policemen are still manning some checkpoints on the road to the border, though he saw little other evidence of Gaddafi's control. The regime remains defiant. Despite the protests in Tripoli, Gaddafi made a brief and characteristically bizarre appearance in the capital's green square, this time addressing Libyan young people as if they were still with him.
You, the youth, be comfortable at any place, in the streets, squares, dance, sing, stay up all night, live a life of dignity with high morals. Muammar al-Gaddafi is one of you. Dance and sing.
In an effort to retain some popular support, the Gaddafi government today announced cash payments of about $400 to each Libyan family to offset higher food costs. But the Gaddafi regime is now virtually without international support. Many of the country's oil facilities are now controlled by the rebel forces. Production across the country has come to a virtual standstill. The UN Security Council and the NATO Council both focused on the situation in Libya in their meetings today as governments considered whether to intervene. In Geneva, the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Navi Pillay, said the world needs to stand with the protesters in Libya.
They have appealed to the United Nations and to the international community for protection. We owe them our solidarity and protection from violence.
But no immediate international action is anticipated. For now, the focus of foreign governments is to secure the evacuation of their citizens who reside in Libya. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Zarzis, Tunisia.